Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is obviously welcome news and affirmation that this recession is abating and the steps we've taken have made a difference.
But he knows it's not that simple.
While this report today represents real progress, the benchmark I use to measure the strength of our economy is not just whether our GDP is growing, but whether we're creating jobs, whether families are having an easier time paying their bills.
And here, Mr. President, is a Halloween story submitted to our Uncommon Economic Indicators Project from Katona in northern Westchester. It's titled Recession Forces Us to Fund Size. It was posted Wednesday. You can see it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for our Uncommon Economic Indicators. And it says, for the first time since we moved into our home in northern Westchester 14 years ago, we will not be giving out full-size Hershey bars this Halloween. With me laid off from my publishing job several months ago and my husband's design firm experiencing the expected revenue fall-off, we can no longer justify our confectionery largesse. We'll be handing out puny little candy pieces just like everyone else. We'll miss the large-eyed astonishment of the little kids who've seemingly never laid eyes on an actual honest-to-goodness candy bar, and the whoops and calls and thank yous of the early teens who are jarred from their feigned worldliness when they see that big honkin' brown wrapper. So that from Recession Forces Us to Fund Size from a listener in Katona on our Uncommon Economic Indicators page. That wasn't the whole post. It goes on. You can see the whole thing and post your own economic indicators to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And we also have the 800 number, by the way. I might as well mention that, where you can leave us a message on whether or not the recession is affecting your other holiday plans, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, Diwali, Kwanzaa. We'll play more of your calls on the air during the holiday season. Our Uncommon Economic Indicators hotline, 1-800-543-2543, 1-800-543-2543. But what does it mean that the worst recession since World War II is officially over, but these listeners are giving out puny little candy pieces for the first time? And listeners, our phones are open on the question, how will you know when the recession is over for you? Call us, 212-433-WNYC. Maybe it's over for you already. But if not, call and tell the president, tell the Wall Street Journal, tell the world, how will you know when the recession is over for you? 212-433-9692. You can call us on the air right now. We've got the question in our Facebook group, too, and on our comments page at WNYC.org. You can write it up in either place. But how will you know when the recession is over for you? Call us, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And with us now, with a little explaining to do, is Diane Brady, senior editor from Business Week. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. So explain this for us non-economists. What does it mean officially that the recession is over?
Well, officially it means we're supposed to be euphoric, but I think that everybody's recognizing that the numbers are overstated. And the, you know, one thing, the main reason obviously is that we've had the Cash for Clunkers program, which added a full percentage point. We've had this tax credit, which has really boosted home building. But I think that another reason is it's overlooked a lot of the cuts in research and development, you know, product design, worker training. So one way to look at this is companies are robbing the future to pay for these short-term profits. When you look at a lot of the underlying strength of the U.S. economy and what's going to really get us out of this and make us competitive on a world scale, there's some really troubling indicators here that are not captured by a GDP number.
Right. And GDP is gross domestic product. And here is an excerpt from NPR's On the Media from April of last year. It's the commentator, historian, and former Nixon aide, Kevin Phillips, saying the whole idea of the GDP is to make things look better than they are. This begins with Brooke Gladstone's question.
Back when I was a kid, we used to talk about the gross national product. Now we talk about the gross domestic product. How is that number made rosier?
Well, to begin with, the gross national product includes your sort of foreign economic relations. And the difficulty is that they weren't doing too well in the early 90s. The United States was emerging as a major debtor nation, so we moved to the gross domestic product.
That was in 1991?
1991. The problem with the gross domestic product as it now exists is it too has a number of fudge factors. A number of the elements of GDP are imputed as your income. Homeowners' expenses aren't really homeowners' expenses. They're imputed income if you rented your house.
Kevin, what, I have to admit, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, see, that's the government's secret weapon. There is no way that the media can get in there and really explain what's happening.
Oh, yes, we can. Thank you, Brooke Redstone. Thank you, Kevin Phillips. Diane Brady from Business Week. Are you familiar with that history, or would you say it the same way as Kevin Phillips?
Oh, I definitely think GDP is a happier number than GNP. But I think, you know, what people look at now is they're looking at, let's talk about the knowledge economy. And frankly, knowledge workers are people like you and I. If you look at even things, the number of jobs that have fallen, employment in that category, let's say scientists and engineers, is down by 6.3% over the past year. Overall employment's fallen by 4.1%. That's not going to be captured in GDP numbers, but yet that's very, very troubling to a lot of people, because how are we going to get out of this if not innovation, science, all the things that really are supposed to make an economy stronger and vitaler for the long term?
So, listeners, how will you know when the recession is over for you? 212-433-WNYC. David in Glen Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hello, David.
Good morning. I have a very simple parameter, a simple way to determine when things are picking up. I have a small business. I'm in the transportation industry, and my clients have been extending their payment terms to beyond 60 days. They're averaging close to 80 days now. When people get back below 45 days, I'll know that things are getting better.
David, thank you very much. And from our Facebook page, similarly, Carolita writes, maybe when I get two more freelance clients to replace the ones that went down last year and recuperate my original rate with the ones I'm working for at half the rate I worked before the recession, then I'll know the recession is over for me. Diane Brady, how much of the turn from negative to positive growth this summer was driven by government spending?
Well, definitely, you know, you can see 1.5 percentage points alone is from the stimulus. That's one of the estimates. But you have to look at a lot of other factors of how the government has been, you know, where it's been creating jobs, for example, how companies have been taking advantage of this. But just purely on the consumer spending, which people are focused on, most of that essentially is from the government encouraging us to go out and buy now. And these are purchases that won't be made the next quarter and may not be made next year. So I think that's very troubling to a lot of people.
And in fact, just this morning, I don't know if you've seen this yet, the White House says new job numbers will show the president's economic stimulus plan has directly created or saved about 650,000 jobs. What do you make of that number?
I would like to know what kind of jobs, and I'll tell you some of the trends we're seeing, and this has happened in the past, but companies that fire workers and then hire them back at a lower rate, or hire them back on contract. You're seeing the IRS go after more companies who classify employees as independent contractors. That means they don't have to pay benefits. So a job is not just a job. There's quality of job. There's quality of benefits. A lot of these things are not being measured. And certainly when you look at categories, let's take journalists and writers. I think in the third quarter that was down more than 8%. So that's, you know, that strikes home. But engineers,
just as a random example, right?
As a random example. But I think that people are very concerned about the quality of jobs. You know, a job that does not pay very well, a job that doesn't have adequate benefits, obviously is not the same as a high-value knowledge job. And some of those jobs are going overseas. And where companies have been cutting back, they've been cutting back very much on worker training, R&D. It's what a category that they call intangible business investment. That used to be about one-to-one with tangible, you know, machinery, buildings about 15 years ago. Now the tangible investments are about one-third higher. You want to see it about equal, because it's the intangible investments that really make your business stronger.
How will you know when the recession is over for you, Pam, on the Upper West Side?
Hi, Brian.
Pam.
I'll know when my phone starts ringing again and people can afford to take piano lessons from me.
Thank you very much. Good luck with the piano lessons. How will you know when the recession is over for you? Gina on our Facebook page writes, real estate transactions, not at the freakish rate we had during the bubble, but I'd like to see friends buy or sell every now and again. How will you know when the recession is over for you? Richard on Staten Island.
Yeah, hi. I have a joke that goes along with this. The difference between a recession and a depression is the following. A recession is when you have a friend that's unemployed. Depression is when you're unemployed. So by extension, I would say the recession is over when you're employed again.
There you go. Richard, thank you very much. And Diane Brady from Business Week. More economic news just coming out this morning. And have you seen this one? Consumer spending plunged in September by the largest amount in 9 months, reflecting the end of the government's Cash for Clunkers auto sales program, says the AP. Incomes, the fuel for future spending, were flat. So how can consumer spending be down if gross domestic product is up, signaling the end of the recession?
Well, that was the last quarter, and a lot of that did include the Cash for Clunkers. In fact, we're even seeing a Cash for Clunkers-type program that's going to be implemented for washing machines and the like. So, you know, you'll be encouraged to buy appliances again, too, but there's a limit to how much the government can fuel our desire to have things. One of the issues is the dollar has dropped, and that has made a lot of goods more expensive for people. They're seeing food prices rising, and so everybody we talk to on the retail front is preparing for a miserable Christmas. They expect toys to do well, but they expect $10 toys to do well, not $100 toys. So people may be shopping as much, but they're buying less, and that's a huge problem because this is the season when we're supposed to be reaching for our wallets and giving out the full Hershey bars and buying the turkeys and loading the gifts under the trees, and that's probably just not going to happen this year, and there's very little the government can do to do that to encourage us, and that'll probably be reflected in the GDP next quarter.
How will you know when the recession is over for you? Steve in Highland Falls?
I'll know when I can use my vacation time for taking a vacation instead of working side projects for much-needed money, and when I can spend time and money on my hobbies again.
Thank you very much. And Melinda on our Facebook group will know. She says, how about when it's not having to choose which bills to pay? How about being able to afford rent and health insurance at the same time? That's how she'll know when the recession is over for her. Is government, Diane, a much bigger percentage of GDP right now than it usually is? Is that a number you know?
Yes, it is because of the stimulus. And then there's also ways in which it's hard to measure what percentage is from the government. But when you look at the number of companies that have been relying on government largesse, that's maybe not officially included. But certainly when you look at the government stimulus, that's been the biggest factor in consumer spending. And going forward, when you talk to companies like GE, for example, they're actually ramping up entire programs to get all their people to understand how to work with the government, because the big contracts, a lot of the ways in which your business will grow will be by tapping the public sector more than the private sector. So Americans are starting to realize government's going to have a bigger role in their lives and their businesses for years to come.
Listeners, how will you know when the recession is over for you? Keep posting to our comments page or to our Uncommon Economic Indicators Project. You can see that whole Hershey bar and Katona story on Uncommon Indicators at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Diane Brady, senior editor from Business Week. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, term limits as an issue in the mayoral race. It's issue 30 in 30 issues in 30 days.